Parmesan can't be called Parmesan. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. In a discussion with Idaho Dairymen's Association spokesperson Rick Nearbout, he talked about one reason for being disappointed about where he thinks President Trump is going with the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
One of our significant issues with the European Union is geographic indicators, and it did help us on that front. It would have been a trade agreement that wouldn't have impeded U.S. products from being imported to those Trans-Pacific partner countries because of geographic indicators. So there's some of those other non-volume issues that it helped us on. So it's disappointing from that standpoint.
Help me out for some listeners that may not know what a geographic indicator is.
Sure. Like Parmesan cheese is probably the most recognizable example. Because we aren't in that part of Italy, the European Union would like to say that we cannot call our Parmesan cheese made here in America Parmesan cheese. And so they would like to be able to inhibit our ability to export products like that to other countries using the name Parmesan. And so it's different names like that that start out as products coming from a particular geographic region like Parmesan cheese did. And it'd be similar to what you would have in the wine industry with champagne.
Another type of cheese that comes to mind is from France, and it's Brie.
Yeah, any of those cheeses or dairy products that are named after a particular region.
My response is that a rose by any other name is still a rose. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.